Now let's lead off with McLean County's Behavioral Health Coordinating Council pushing forward on its mental health action plan. The board just approved an adolescent intensive outpatient services program at its June meeting. Tricia Malott is the Behavioral Health Coordinating Council's advisor. She says the purpose of the outpatient program is to meet the needs of adolescents with behavioral health concerns who are at risk of psychotic hospitalization or were just released from hospitalization.
Helping them transition back into their schools, community, and families, and to help really boost up the services that they receive in a difficult time.
Malott says most schools and families are not prepared to handle this transition, and the Adolescent Intensive Outpatient Services Program will fill that gap.
It includes a period of time with both group modalities for treatment as well as individual therapy, linkage with community resources, a transition back to the school, as well as family work, so that everyone is involved and that the youth get the help that they need.
After approval from the council, Malott says the program will now send out a request for proposals. Until RFP submissions are filed, Malott says she can't provide any cost estimates, but she confirms the county will be part of a collaborative funding model. At the same Behavioral Health Coordinating Council meeting, we also learned that the county's Frequent User Systems Engagement Program, or FUSE, is nearing completion. The space is being finalized with plans to open soon. The program will serve residents with the highest behavioral health need. Malott explains the trickle-down impact for everyone else.
Taking those individuals and that burden and that care coming from the county so that our other service providers in the community can then have the capacity to take on more individuals with lesser needs.
FUSE will be housed in the McLean County Health Department building in downtown Bloomington. Funding comes from a sales tax increase, which Bloomington and Normal approved years ago. You can hear a longer interview with Tricia Malott on Sound Ideas at noon and 6 p.m. today.